This week, President Obama sent two of his cabinet secretaries to China to deal with the question of global warming. Both are of Chinese descent, and that sent a ripple of interest through China, as did their mission. It was to make a case that China and the United States, the world's largest emitters of carbon, must cooperate for any deal to be struck at a UN climate change talk in Copenhagen this December. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
On Wednesday, Energy Secretary Stephen Chu spoke at Beijing's prestigious Tsinghua University. He warned that if China's carbon emissions continue to grow at current rates,
then the amount of carbon that China will have emitted in the next 30 years would be equal to all the carbon the United States has emitted in the life of its country.
The windows themselves, secretaries, are actually made with a heat mirror.
In Beijing, Energy Secretary Chu and Commerce Secretary Gary Locke toured Future House USA, a model residence that uses solar panels and geothermal heat pumps to generate its own electricity. It was one of several cutting-edge green technology projects on their itinerary, which included talks with China's leaders. Speaking inside the house, Secretary Chu outlined his goals for this trip.
What we'd like to do is collaborate with China on three things: carbon capture sequestration, so we get cleaner coal, because China's not going to turn its back on coal, and I don't think the United States is. More efficient buildings. Buildings consume 40% of the energy in the United States. I don't know what it's in China, but it's probably comparable. And finally, more efficient vehicles.
Yesterday, the secretaries announced agreements to pursue those goals through the creation of a U.S.-China Clean Energy Research Center. Daniel Ellis is the president of Climate Master, an Oklahoma-based company that made the Future House's geothermal heat pumps. He says that U.S.-China cooperation could help the Obama administration overcome opposition from climate change skeptics.
To get the U.S. Congress to pass climate change legislation, they have to see that there's international cooperation going to happen. Because if we adopt this on our own and other major burgeoning economies like China don't come along for the ride, they're going to really be reluctant to have the U.S. adopt it on their own.
At a press conference yesterday, Secretary Locke emphasized that China's leadership is committed to reducing its carbon footprint.
The Chinese are taking unprecedented measures. They are a model for developing countries around the world and should be applauded.
The sight of two Chinese-American cabinet secretaries standing together clearly intrigued some of the Chinese reporters. One asked,
I wonder, your Chinese face and your Chinese origin would be an advantage for you to negotiate with China.
Locke said he was proud of his Chinese heritage, but
the policies of the United States of America do not change depending on who is doing the negotiating.
Experts point out that getting China to agree to emissions reductions at Copenhagen may be tougher than cooperating on clean energy. Elliot Derringer is Vice President for International Strategies at the Virginia-based Pew Center on Global Climate Change.
In the context of the formal UN negotiations, you hear a very hard-line position from China, and one can expect them to continue taking that hard line until they see some further progress in those negotiations and some concessions on the part of developed countries.
Ultimately, though, Derringer says, China does not want to be seen as obstructing an important pact on climate change. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.